Angry Big C when I'm up on Quinny's Best Variety, Mix 97, 747. I'm Marlena Kane. Sean Kelly is away for the day. He'll be back tomorrow. Friend of the show and friend of mine, award-winning author and TV host, nutritionist, and regular guest host on the Marilyn Dennis Show, Julie Daniluk, joins us this morning. She's got a brand new book out called Becoming Sugar-Free, How to Break Up with Your Inflammatory Sugars and Embrace a Naturally Sweet Life. It's possible for all of us who have sweet tooths. I don't know who does not have one, but I have one. I know Sean Kelly has one, and I know Julie, you have one too.
Yes, I do. Former sugar addict, I am here with you. I love your show, and I love that song. Great Big C rocks.
Yeah, it does. And sugar keeps you up. When you feel up, sugar keeps you up, but then there's the crash after, and it's really hard to break free from the sugar when it tastes so good and feels so good.
Well, the big piece is the fact that it hits your dopamine center in your brain. And now that they've done enough brain scans, they realize it's as addictive as cocaine.
Yeah.
That's why the whole world is hooked on it. And that's why, quite frankly, 1 in 10 people have diabetes and 1 in 3 have pre-diabetes. And can you believe how hard that can be on your system? But even with people who have just slight metabolic issues, they don't realize that it drives inflammation. And as an anti-inflammatory nutritionist, that's why I really felt this had to be talked about more, because sugar drives, you know, pain and swelling and heat and redness and loss of function. We see a decline in brain function. Like, if you want to hold on to your memories, it's really important to break up with sugar. So that's why this book is going to be absolutely delicious.
And because of all those things. And it features over 85 recipes to make nourishing meals that heal. And you've got a great incentive, too. When you buy the book, you also kind of get Julie Daniluk in your back pocket as well.
Yes, you get a bunch of amazing bonuses, because we have 7 recipes, 4 of them which aren't even in the book, that are bonus recipes. I do a wonderful cook-along videos. We have 5 of those. We have amazing, the other thing I love is the little masterclass that I give you on how to break up with sugar. Mm-hmm. And then there's also like a tip sheet that gives you 10 ways to crush your cravings so that you truly can cope with those moments. Because let's face it, we're standing at the door and we think that the answer to our problems is in the fridge. Mm-hmm. Like, have you ever like swung the door open and then swung it closed again? And then your willpower wears down. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden you're dipping into that whole, I know for me it was cookies and ice cream. Uh-huh. Like, I used to be able to eat an entire pint without even thinking about it, or caramel corn theater.
And you don't have to say goodbye to sugar, because there's 25 healthy alternative sweeteners actually that you can that you can have, that you talk about and that you use. And your sweet tooth gets satiated, but your body doesn't get robbed of the nutrients. And I think once you eat that sugar, it does so many things to you, like breaks down the collagen in your face, can increase diabetes, it can lessen your memory. But with alternative sweeteners, they can still give you that joy, but not the crash.
I love that. So my favorite sweetener of all is monk fruit, which is a sweetener from Asia that tastes incredible, but has virtually no calories. It's like a super, super low calorie fruit. You know, stevia has been around for a long time. It's really finding its way into a lot of beverages, and it hides really well behind lemon. Mm. So if you really want to try on lemonade and stuff, that's like amazing.
Nice.
And then the other one that people may not be as familiar with is something called yacon syrup, which tastes like molasses. Like, it's really sweet and delicious, but very, very low on that glycemic index. It doesn't pop your personal blood sugar, so you don't have that strong reaction that causes you to have more and more cravings, because that's the trouble. Once your blood sugar's high, your body puts out a ton of insulin, that hormone that drives the sugars into the cells. But what if your cells are tired and you can't get the sugar into the cell?
Right.
That's type 2 diabetes. That's where a lot of people are at. Anybody over 40 struggles to get sugars inside their cells. And therefore, if the sugar sits outside the cell, it attacks your cells And that's why we end up with wrinkles and cataracts and arthritis and just dreadful inflammation.
Well, if you want to live longer, and they say now the average life expectancy that's going to increase, that we'll be able to live to 130 years of age if we just keep eating healthy and being healthy. And you've got so many other books too, Meals That Heal, Thrive Tribe. You've got, all these groups that you can get started with. And The Weekend Reset. What I love about your books and the way you approach life is you approach it through actual food.
Yes, thank you. I'm so grateful for you. And I feel that people, if they get how delicious healing can be, because a lot of people have this thing of like how food is a cardboard. Yeah. And it's like, no. Like, it's seriously, just look at The Naked Chef, for example. Right. You know, Jamie Oliver has such incredible flavors because when we go back to basics, if we go to Italy, if we go to France, like some of the best food on the planet is made with really anti-inflammatory, simple food and skipping the sugar. So we want to broaden the palate. Instead of just being hooked on salt and sugar, let's broaden it out and try on sour, which helps to crush our cravings. Like if you have apple cider vinegar, it really helps to crush your sugar cravings.
Nice. That's a tip. That's a good tip. And there's more in Becoming Sugar-Free, How to Break Up with Inflammatory Sugars and Embrace a Naturally Sweet Life. You can buy it now. Visit JulieDaniluk.com. You can pick up that book and also get started with one of her programs. Thanks, Julie, for joining us. And we'll bring you back so we can get some more of these ways to break
our sugar habits. I would love that. It might be a Monday fun thing to do. Thank you.
Stay sweet. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks. Bye.
Are you